This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now to talk about that, a guy that he had a big part in bringing to Baltimore going into Canton, and the new Alliance of American Football, which starts on Saturday. Let's bring back to the program Phil Savage. Phil, thank you for your time. Welcome back to the program. And looking at Ed Reed, number 20, getting in, you were here. You were director of college scouting, director of player personnel, Ogden and Ray, and now Ed, maybe T. Sizzles when it's all said and done. How proud are you with the fact that you had a big hand in bringing these guys to Baltimore and eventually getting them, helping them get to Canton?
Well, thanks for having me back, guys. I hope you're doing well. And yeah, I felt like that when Ed was one of the finalists, that he was almost the virtual shoe-in to get in, and he did. And, you know, Ed Reed, I used to start at Miami each August when we would break camp and start to hit the road for college scouting. I would always go to Miami in the late 90s, early 2000s, because they had so many players at a lot of different positions. And I remember his freshman year, I just innocently asked one of the staff members, I'm like, hey, who's that number 20? And they said, oh, he's a freshman from outside of New Orleans. You know, he's a ball hawk. And then the next year I go back and he's a sophomore, and it's kind of the same reaction. And then, of course, he comes out after his junior year, and you know, you guys know the story, I think, but, you know, we were picking 24th that year, and we were moving from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Mike Nolan was going to be our defensive coordinator, and so we were looking at Napoleon Harris, the outside linebacker from Northwestern, as a guy that we really wanted. And as it turned out, the Raiders took Napoleon at number 23, and that brought Ed Reed into our vision. And thank God it happened, because he ended up being an awesome Baltimore Raven, and just really proud of what he achieved as a player and now going into Canton.
Now, Phil, what did you think about Champ Bailey getting in, Ty Law getting in? I mean, guys that you're familiar with too, Gonzalez?
You know, I was surprised, Vinny, that many defensive backs made it in, quite honestly. But, you know, Champ was an incredible athlete and obviously had a long career in the league. He was a two-way player, essentially, coming out of college, ended up focusing on defense at cornerback. And, you know, he was a guy that you tried to stay away from if you were the opponent quarterback and receiving group. And Ty Law, you know, Ty was probably on the front end of that whole Bill Belichick scenario where they really put you in spots to succeed. And, you know, he was an ideal fit in their cover two system back in those days, and obviously had incredible instincts in terms of being able to read the eyes of the quarterback and have a feel for the route progression, and obviously made a lot of plays in his career. And then Tony Gonzalez, you know, I remember when we evaluated him, he played basketball at Cal. We actually watched some of that video, and he goes on to be the number one tight end and in the history of the league as far as pass receiving. But, you know, I think I think that the couple of other guys that I had a personal connection to are, of course, Gil Brandt, who is going in for all the work he did with the Cowboys. And, Vinny, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but in 1992, when Bill Belichick was the head coach of the Browns, we didn't really have much of a scouting system per se in 91. And in 92, Gil came in and basically – install the Cowboys system, and you know that the skeleton of that evaluation philosophy is still in place across not only the Patriots but, you know, several other teams across the league. But Gil going in and working with him at Sirius is exciting. And then Kevin Mawai, I've gotten to know him over the years through the Senior Bowl. He went in the Hall of Fame there, and then of course he's coaching out here at Arizona State now.
Now, Phil, what was your opinion of the Super Bowl last night?
Well, in a year that was characterized by all offense sells tickets and defense still wins championships. And so it really wasn't a very entertaining game per se. You'd have to be a defensive aficionado, I think, to really enjoy what we saw last night. And while the defenses were outstanding, I think part of it was just the fact that the offenses, you know, in a lot of ways stayed kind of conservative and close to the belt, then played it close to the vest themselves. You know, the Rams, I saw them against the Saints earlier in the year, and, I mean, they looked like a blur offensively with all the motion and the shifts and pre-snap stuff. And then, you know, the ball's being thrown downfield. And last night, while they did all the shifts and motions, the Patriots basically just stood there and waited for them to read out the distribution of the pattern. So it's amazing what New England's been able to do. I mean, this is not just a 4 or 5 year period. This is over 2 decades to dominate the NFL landscape like this. Is something I don't know that we'll ever see again.
Now, Phil, talk about the new league that you're involved with. Tell us about it, because most of the listeners probably know very little about it.
Yeah, Vinny, so the Alliance of American Football will crank up this weekend. You guys mentioned the first two games are on Saturday. Us here at the Arizona Hotshots, we kick off on Sunday against the Salt Lake Stallions. Rick Neuheisel is our head coach. Dennis Erickson is the coach of the Salt Lake team. But this has been really underway since probably the middle of last May in terms of the building of the rosters and getting all the logistics in place from stadiums to training camp and everything in between. All of the teams have been in San Antonio, Texas over the last month up until just a few days ago where we had training camp there. We start off with 75 players. We reduced it down to 52. And we start back practice tomorrow in advance of this game on Sunday. But the exciting news for this league, and I don't know that this has ever happened, but they have television partners, the Alliance does, with CBS, which includes CBS Sports Network, TNT, and then most importantly, the NFL Network. So I think 8 of our 10 Hotshots games are going to be on the NFL Network either on Saturday or Sunday night. They'll have a primetime game. Both of those days for the rest of the season, the next 10 weeks.
Now, Phil, is this like a development league? What are you guys trying to accomplish?
Vinny, I would say that, you know, this is a league where guys are going to get either first chances, second chances, sometimes third or fourth chances to get back to the NFL. I don't know if they like us using the word developmental league, but the truth of it is that for a lot of players, particularly those who had an injury coming out when they were drafted that impacted their draft status, or when they got to an NFL team, or, you know, a guy that's coming from a smaller school, or perhaps a system that didn't translate very well to the NFL, it's really for that caliber of player. Now, I'll tell you this. We've got 52 players on our roster right now. 49 of them have had a dose of NFL football. It may have been as brief as a weekend, but for other guys, they've played 6, 7 years in the league and bounced around for different teams. So this league is not for every single player that comes out of college, but I do think it can be a bridge for those players who need a little more incubation time, a little more work on a technique, or to try to figure out what the hole is in their game, to go and try to fix that before they venture back to the NFL.
Phil Savage joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, general manager of the Arizona Hotshots of the Alliance of American Football. Are you guys affiliated with any particular NFL teams?
Well, they put together an allocation formula, and essentially it was geographically based. In other words, like for us, we had Arizona State, Arizona, Northern Arizona, and then we got 10 other schools that are at least more or less in the western part of the country. The Orlando team gets every school in the state of Florida. So any player that comes out of those programs allocates to their respective Alliance team. So where the NFL came into it for us, and this was just for internal use only, was say a kid comes from Michigan State. Well, he's not allocated because the school's not allocated to one of the AAF teams. So if he goes to the Cardinals, then when he's released, he allocated to us. If he goes to the Baltimore Ravens, he allocated to us because that was one of our four teams. In other words, they assigned four NFL teams to each of the eight Alliance teams. That's 32 total teams. And as it turned out, of our 52-man roster, 26 players came from our college allocation. Another 11 came from those pro allocations. So that's the way that works in sort of a simple explanation.
Hopefully, Phil, that you guys can do a good job developing offensive linemen, and probably it'll be good for quarterbacks.
Yeah, Vinny, I think there's three areas where this league can make an impact. It's with quarterbacks, it's with offensive linemen. You noted those two. And I think defensive backs as well. In college, you can basically mug the receivers. But in pro, you've got these contact fouls within 5 yards. And so a lot of these college defensive backs are rather handsy. When they get in trouble, they want to grab and hold. I mean, we saw a bunch of grabbing and holding in that Super Bowl last night. They let them play a little bit. But the reality of it is that I think if we can do a good job with this one day, and I don't know if it would be next year or 2 or 3 years from now, but I do think that when the NFL expands, say the Ravens expand out to their 90-man roster, could one day they send 10 or 12 or 15 of those players to the Alliance where they say, look, instead of lifting weights, we need you to go play football. And I think that's probably one of the end-game goals for the Alliance is to actually have that true affiliation, whereas right now there's nothing formal between the two leagues.
Now, Phil, is there anybody on your team that our listeners would recognize their names?
I would say, let's see. Well, we actually have a player from Maryland, Dexter McDougal.
Okay.
He was allocated to Birmingham originally. They bypassed him, so we grabbed him, and Dex is one of our, four corners on the roster right now. There were a number of other players that were with us that allocated to us through the Ravens that were with us during camp. But most of our recognition would be, locally here with the ASU players, guys like Will Sutton, Marcus Hardison, Carl Bradford. They were all defensive kind of stars for ASU that are part of the Hotshots roster. Our quarterback, incidentally, is going to be John Walford from Wake Forest. And John, we think, is going to be a terrific find for us, but a really good player in this league. Because of his ability to distribute the ball. The one thing he doesn't have is classic height. He's a six-footer, but as we've seen, there's been more and more movement towards a guy that's 6 feet tall that if he can play, the NFL will put him out there now.
Now, where are you guys? What stadium are you guys playing in, Phil?
Yeah, we are playing at Sun Devil Stadium, which has just been renovated, $256 million renovation, so it's really a beautiful facility. And we'll actually, it's sort of ironic, we're going to be practicing and working out of State Farm Stadium. There's outdoor practice fields outside the stadium where the Cardinals have training camp. So that's where we are on a day-to-day basis, and then we'll play our games at ASU. So we have sort of a reverse commute as compared to the Cardinals.
Phil Savage, general manager. It's the Alliance of American Football. It starts on Saturday. It is affiliated with CBS, CBS Sports Network, and then CBS Sports proper. Phil, it's the Arizona Hotshots. We appreciate your time. Good luck with the league. We'll be watching old Dexter McDougal. Watched him in College Park. He was third-round pick of the Jets way back when. Phil, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Always enjoy the time.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Phil Savage, who had a lot to do, of course, with Jonathan Ogden, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, among others, coming to Baltimore and then eventually getting them into Canton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.